Blog Talk Radio.
PLM, baby.
These various rappers are so hilarious. We'll put the mic down, but you ain't qualified to carry this. Your tracks are garbage, your bars are miscellaneous. So throwing your joint at my car was spontaneous. Oh shit, I got you feeling nervous on purpose. I love bringing that shit right at you, door to door service. Instantaneous, you would still get your shit bust on these spontaneous.
All aboard the Spontaneous Express. Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Next stop, the G5. Luda.
Fine. Yeah.
You know, I'm here shouting you out for your birthday and making this a grand occasion.
Baby, hope you get many more. I mean, everything you wish for become a reality. And, you know, I just wish you lots of love and thug fashion.
That's what Cool Keith does. So for
when I'm on, I'm only here to tell you the truth. Because, you know, when a lot of people don't ever get the truth. So I tell you the truth.
And with the truth, Cool Keith has wanted to talk about the Sex Style album cover. Came out in 1997. Funky Ass Records. So Keith, for this album, before we get into the particulars of the what's going on in the cover, what was your idea before you even did the album cover?
When I was working on that album, I had a lot of ideas. You know, even when I was working with Kurt, I had a lot of ideas ahead of me and everything. You know, just me starting out with the singles and stuff when we was doing the album, you know, the whole collage of Sunset Boulevard and Hollywood when I was out there, the album was a transition of me moving to California. And it was supposed to be my whole, you know, lifestyle, pictures, photography, you know, the girls, Sunset Boulevard. It was like a whole picture. And I was totally into the album, you know. Kurt did the production, but as far as the pictorial part of it, like, you know, like you said, the visionary parts, Kurt was a little scared, but everybody was scared, really. I mean, I came up with the ideas with the logo, the funky ass logo, and, you know, putting the girl on the label and the pictures around the album cover. You know, I did the album cover, you know, I collaged it. And, you know, I took it in my kitchen, and then we made it, you know, we kind of blended sunset in the nighttime and the blue sky of L.A., you know, that purple look of sunset and the sun and the pink. And we just said, you know, California is colorful when you ride up sunset, that look with the palm trees. So I was with the whole situation, and a lot of people didn't want to be with it in the beginning, and then when it came up, it became one of the best covers. It was like voted as one of the best independent covers ever thought of, you know, for an album cover. I was on the cover with Spontaneous Ecstasy, and it's Ecstasy, and it's Ecstasy.
Oh,
grown man separate what we create.
Yeah, it's all, huh? It's your birthday, so you know we getting down. I'm gonna put it on you till the neighbors hear the sound. We could get it popping on the living room floor. Till I hear you holler, baby, give me more. See, it's your birthday, so I'm happy to oblige. Lick up on that magic box between your thighs. Tell your girlfriend you came to the cafe. Put your butt up on me like I was an ashtray. Girl, you know I've been feeling. Woke up in the late night, been dreaming about your loving. Girl, you know I don't need candles or cake, just need your body to make. And heard I was a G. And I don't pay for sexy, I get it for free. But it's your birthday, so I am willing to pay. Just wear this t-shirt that say I love cafe. You feeling so freaky, I wanna touch you. I heard you from DC, now I wanna fuck you. I'm here with my whole team, we gon' shake you down. Me and the street fan, we don't play around. Girl, you know I I've been feeling. Woke up in the late night, been dreaming about your loving. Girl, you know I don't need candles or cake, just need your body to make.
Please that body, body, ow. Or girl without a broom, I might just sweep you off your feet and make you wanna tell somebody, body, how I do. Or maybe we can float on top of my waterbed. You close your eyes as I improv between your legs. We work our way from kitchen stoves and tables. Girl, you know I'm more than able to hold it. Yeah.
Game in the choke, so I'm full of focus, man. My money money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still in the grind. That shorty says she feeling my stash, she feeling my flow. A girl from what did they buy and they ready to go.
Money in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to feel the buzz. I'm in the habit fit, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to feel the buzz. I'm in the habit fit, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my car, my clothes, my shoes. Look on me, I done came up and I ain't changing. You should love it. Way more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I trust that you be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toastin' to the good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna from good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna from good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna from good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna pull me back, right? My joint get the bumpin' in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes, the chick, till she smash, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, man. Just let it burn. If it's talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what pays for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate them, watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bub. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, you need to feel the bug. I'm in the habit fit, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, you need to feel the bug. I'm in the habit fit, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough.
Hip hop started from the heart to the boulevard. So much art started in the park, look it took it far. Hip hop started from the heart to the boulevard. So much art started in the park, look it took it far.
I am beyond proud and part of a widespread sound that captivated and left so many people spellbound. It's more than lyrics and gimmicks and compound nouns. The feeling can never be mimicked and impact now. Motivated, generated, young generation. Penetrated through pop culture, black entertainment. Became the face of a nation and still not over. Prolific and need fine. Hip-hop lives on, I'm thrilled.
Hip-hop 50th anniversary of being part of the artist, a widespread legacy. Turn me up in a new Nissan Aria EV, NBC.
King Fresh, we in the building, you know.
Yo, this is Tupac. And I clown around when I hang around with my underground girls who used to frown. Sing them down when I come around, gas me. And when they pass me, they used to lay back. But now they watch me on Yo MTV Raps Today with Ed Lover and Dr. J.
Mm-hmm.
T-L-L,
baby.
And with another awesome mix by DJ Waheed, Spontaneous Radio Online proudly brings to you Spontaneous's annual celebrity birthday celebration for 2024. How do you do, everyone? Happy St. Patrick's Day, or as I am going to try to say in my Chicago accent, slancha, not cilantro, slancha, which translates loosely to cheers or good health. So coast to coast around the world, if you are celebrating tonight, whether you have your green beer, whether you have your corned beef cabbage, sit back, relax. You know, personally, I will tell you, when you walk to a party and you get that good vibe and it's going to be a good night, that's what this feels like. I don't know about you, but wherever you're at, call your friends, tell them to tune in. Because these next couple of hours while we are here, I guarantee you, you are going to laugh, you are going to think, and you are going to be so happy that you made it here. So with that, I'm going to shut up. And as always, I welcome aboard my PLM brother, DJ FX. Sir, happy St. Patrick's Day. How are you?
Man. Well, like you said, it's one of those things where, you know, a lot of times it's like you're rushing just to get in just in time to make it to your favorite show. Well, that was pretty much the case with me tonight. So I rushed in. I got in just in time because I had a little fun beforehand. So my thing is, if I sound a little slurred, I'm sorry. That's just how it goes. I mean, it is St. Patty's Day, so I'm pretty sure everybody has their Kiss Me, I'm Irish button. Maybe that's what the case is.
Did you wear a green?
So the No, I didn't wear green. I didn't wear green, but that's all right. You know, I got to mention my team got beat by green. So, you know, congratulations to the Boston Celtics. So, yes, you did take my team to the limit, so I will say that. So, but again, it's all love. It's all groovy. You know, that's how it goes. You know, again, with all the green. Of course, for my Spanish brethren, Dia Day. So we had to make sure that they get their green in as well. You know how it is. So as my brother has been mentioning, hopefully everybody has joined us. Well, I always like to say, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us, and we do appreciate you for that. So we're definitely going to give you a dynamite show, definitely celebrating Miss Spahn's birthday. So we want to make sure that everything goes the way it's supposed to go. And like I said, with Miss Spahn, the female artist who was managed by Tupac Shakur. She is also a three-time Hall of Fame inductee, sold over 352 million of movies and still selling today. She has also received 9 awards of her accomplishments in the entertainment industry, including a Lifetime Achievement Award. Also, our beautiful PLM boss became the valedictorian of her class of 2020 from Full Sail University, and she will become Dr. Spontaneous of Business Administration and Strategic Marketing later next year, including a second book that will be released about her life with her manager, Tupac Shakur, authored by Kevin Powell. Also, New York Times bestselling author Jeff Perlman will be releasing a Tupac Shakur biography as well. As well as Mopreme Shakur, Tupac's brother. All right, he too will be releasing a biography of Tupac. All right, Miss Spontaneous will be in all of these biographies, so make sure you grab them. All right, so read these, all right, of Miss Spontaneous and Tupac and the type of relationship that they had. These books will be released by next year, the year 2025. Spontaneous Radio Online, the one-stop shop for all of our PLM shows and events, so please stay updated for all upcoming shows and interviews. Also, continue to email your ideas and questions to the radio show email at spontaneousradio@gmail.com. That is spontaneousradio@gmail.com. And, of course, we got to introduce our brother. He's been here before. You know who he is. All right. Mm-hmm. He is one half of the dynamic duo of Yo MTV Raps. He was in the 1993 film Who's the Man? He is the original concept. We have him again. He pretty much has donned us with his presence one more time. Anytime we ask him to be on, he always takes time out of his busy schedule to be here with us. And I must say thank you, my brother, for being here. Dr. Dre, what is going on, my brother? What is happening?
I'm exhausted from the introduction alone. I got to take a break. Woo! Oh, my goodness. On this incredible day that we call St. Spontaneous Day, some of y'all look for Patrick, I look for Spontaneous. It's a blessing to be here celebrating her birthday year after year after year after year, and she's just getting younger. How's that happen? Look at the accomplishments.
Right.
Nick is not letting people direct her dreams, but she elevates others by expressing and exploring and experiencing and giving us her life's lessons. I can't say much more for my beautiful, lovely sis, Spontaneous. Happy birthday,
You're
going to
make me cry.
Happy birthday. Bring it to you.
You're going to make me cry. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Make you cry. I mean, my phone's blown up. The internet's blown up. I keep trying to shut my Facebook down, put the reels in check. I went to TikTok. I got tick blocked. You know, this is what it is. I sent everybody here because this is the place to be, and we're going to have fun.
Exactly.
We do this every year. We have such a good time. It's like this is part I don't even want to count. This is the love family. This is the love life.
Exactly.
This is the love life channel.
That's right.
Give
exactly.
me love and give an applause for the one that is Spontaneous.
Yes, another applause. Yes, yes.
All the brothers in the house say hi.
Yes.
Right.
This is what we do.
Boom, boom, clap.
Yes, yes.
Maybe somebody got two beers to my one water, but I'm not upset. Yeah. I'm not upset at all. I'm blessed. And we got a lot of love to give to everybody. So let's get into it.
Plenty of love.
Let's stop
yes.
talking the talk. We got a
lot
to work.
Love. We have.
Yes.
And
what
and,
a beautiful
and right
day.
Now, yes. And this is the A part. After 10 o'clock, it's going to be the B part. Woo.
Uh-oh.
So that's all I'm
going to
say right now.
So for all those people who need to get ready, I prop myself up, get what you need to keep you stimulated. If your batteries are low, change them. What more
that's
can
right.
I say? Don't go out like funny. Don't get caught with your prosecutor. Get caught with putting
uh-oh.
Away the person that needs to
no
be
way,
prosecuted.
Man. No,
and
wait.
I'll leave it right
no.
there. What?
Oh, no. No.
Life is about choices.
Oh, man.
Make
not the prosecutor.
You want to
make
for what
you got to do. Life right now.
Excuse me?
No, I was saying, you speaking about somebody's prosecutor might be speaking their life right now. I was like, wait a minute. Now, how he know I'm with my prosecutor right now? Because it could be all this devil. It's
look,
not,
look,
let me get my one time listed.
Right. It's like this. Let the sun shine in. Let the
yeah.
sun shine in. Because this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
So
that's
my
right.
thing
yes.
is, let's find
this
the love
the dawning.
Oh. Let's bring the
that's
love
right.
where it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And let's make
mm-hmm.
sure that all that wish to be present are accounted for.
Exactly.
Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right. And everyone has to know that this month is Women's History Month as
oh, you
well.
Took that away. You took that away.
Yep.
That was in the 10 o'clock hour.
Yep.
Bring it on.
That's the 10 o'clock hour.
That was the 10 o'clock hour.
Uh-huh.
We have plans. We took notes.
I'm so sorry. Because I was just feeling it coming out of me. You know what I'm saying? It just overpowered
ain't nothing scripted.
Me.
But, ain't nothing
yeah,
scripted.
You,
you know how it goes. Ain't nothing scripted.
But,
no.
You know,
let me ask Spawn one question first.
Yeah.
Because it's her birthday. Let me ask really two questions. But the first question is, had
uh-huh.
you ever imagined that you would be doing and be where you are today on this birthday celebration? If you ever imagined.
Sure.
You're going to say, you know, when you were double dutching, when you were playing spades, when you were traveling the globe, did you say, yeah, this is what I thought it was going to be?
When me and Pac was looking at contracts and discussing, we really didn't understand it, and we're signing on these things. No, not at all. And I express this a lot to every person I've known for decades who's still in my life. And I say, wow, we are what age? We're ageless, but we are who? We're
mm-hmm.
a what? And never thought in my wildest dreams, never, never thought about that at all. Only because the idea, I believe when you're in your teens and your 20s, you don't think about over 40. It's not even in your mind.
That's true.
But
that's true.
We look and say, we're here. We're still here. Like, wow. Especially, we know so many, especially in our industry of entertainment, especially music and hip-hop. And, you know, they're supposed to be here with us, but we can't see them. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know,
right. Right.
It's just something, you know. But we look and say, wow, I'm so glad I was the age I was. Because I feel like right now a lot of young people are missing out on a lot of things that we had back in the day, especially in hip-hop, especially in music
mm-hmm.
and entertainment,
mm-hmm.
really. We had
mm-hmm.
we had a core of essence. It's like a seed that just blossomed, and we knew different talent of everyone. You know, now it's just like, come on, people, get back to the foundation. You have to understand that foundation. Because the foundation
right.
is who created this industry of hip hop. It's not y'all mm-hmm. in the young generation, not at all. If it wasn't for them in the 90s and 80s or whatever, you would not be where you are now at all.
Well, I'm going to rewind the tape a little bit, and I'm going to bring it to the essence of what you're saying. because yes. they would say, and I always use the term rap music is what attracted me into hip-hop culture. And I keep it separate like that because it was the rap music that, you know, brought us into the parties, put us on the dance floor, and it was the hip-hop culture because we were trying to express ourselves because we couldn't afford to express the Gucci, the Yves Saint Laurent, the Tommy Hilfiger's, and all the designers.
Oh, yeah.
Wear. Our Calvins were created from the streets to our feet to the beat. So it was a different process. So when we move forward into this new glorious age and these new young, incredible hip-hop artists and cultivators, I call it, understand something. There are shoulders you stand on when you do what you do.
Exactly.
So in celebration of that, I want to thank you, Spahn, for letting us know getting your education is paramount to some of your success. Now, sometimes people say, oh, I got to go to this college for them to give me a piece of paper. That's not what I said. I said getting your education, discovering your path, knowing where your experience will lie so that when you speak with not only just thought and history and especially her story, you speak with a sense of wisdom because education comes from the streets to the beat. To your feet. It's everywhere. That's the purpose of why some of us are still here and why some of us have dearly departed. But
that's
the thing
is,
we're here to celebrate your life and the love you brought to all of us. That's what we're here to do. And that's what this is all about. And I'm a gracious with a little bit of love. Just giving a big hint to the love family out there.
Yes, love.
And well, you know what I'm speaking of, man. So it's not fair, but I'm gonna give a little love to some folks because even this beautiful show, we're gonna include them in the love. Spahn knows
that's
what
right.
I'm talking about.
They
may not know yet, but they don't know they're already in the love.
Yeah.
And
that's
I'm gonna say this: being a young man who started this at the age of 14 and being blessed to make it to 60 years of age at the end of December last year, on the 5th of December, and saying, you don't have to expire because you think you have to pull out something and fire because you think that's going to solve your problem. You can sit back, create conversation. You don't always have to agree. But when you disagree, do it in a manner where you can say, you know what, that's your thought, this is my thought.
Exactly.
Understand everything that is out there isn't meant for you.
That's
and everything
right.
out there isn't meant for you to take. Sometimes you have to learn you're being taken when you're taking something else. And every dollar that you think is yours, it's not. And the blessing of life is to get to this point.
That's
and be
right.
able to celebrate with wonderful family, friends, and enemies.
Yeah.
Because
I have to work on
one of some. No. Because every time somebody passes away and they brought up some significance, my phone rings off. Goes, oh, Dre, was you okay? I go, I'm fine. I'm a blind entity, type 2 diabetic. I am super BAD. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to the love.
That's
why I'm here,
right.
because I'm spreading the love with my beautiful sister.
Yes.
The gentleman.
My wonderful brother, definitely. And I will say.
Let's raise our bottles and give a big happy birthday to Spahn. Give it
that's
up.
That's right.
Give it up.
Give it up. That's right.
Woo!
That's right.
I can go on. I can go on. I got more to do.
Oh, yes. Hear my voice. DMX. Oh, yes. I would have him on tonight, too, if he was here in us team reform. Yeah. But I want to say, too, why I have Dre, like, every year for my birthday is because when I was on tour in New York a lot on tour, it was me, Champagne, different females in the industry. When we hit New York City, Ed and Dre was always there. If it wasn't Ed, it was Dre. If it wasn't Dre, it was Ed. Always. And we always had sold-out shows every time. It was so much love. I could speak for me. It was so much love in NY. So I love my fans in New York because still to this day, 2024, still love with the fans in NY. It's so amazing to me. It really, really is. And it seemed like it was just yesterday. I remember Dre bringing Ed to Philly, and the place was called Second Cousins. And one of our guests who's going to be calling in tonight, she can even let you know. I don't want to say it yet. I just wanted to be a little surprised to she come on
tonight.
No,
we got 10 o'clock, y'all.
Yeah,
y'all.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid. Don't be scared.
And I had Felt Rock to perform. Ed, he actually was the host. And Chub Rock was the rap artist. And I had this thing with porn stars and rappers. Porn stars perform first, and who ends the show is the rap artist. I brought in Vanessa Del Rio with Dies Effect. And one of the guests is going to be calling in, who was at that show as well, because she was one of the highlights of the show that I had.
Right.
Sold out. Once again, porn stars perform first, and then the rap artist, that's the icing at the end. So that was always my niche. When Spontaneous has a show, she's bringing in the porn stars and the rappers. It was always. And no, there was never fights. There was never no one car being jacked, none of that. Everything turned out perfectly. Everything was perfect. So people to this day still remember. Oh, I remember when you brought Vanessa Del Rio. I remember when you brought Chub Rock. I remember Ed Lover. Another, you know, the list goes on. So I just want to thank you, my brother, because you have always, you and Ed have always supported me from day one. And I've been in the industry of entertainment for a very long time and still to this day. So that's a blessing, you know. And I was taught to be around good people. So I think that's where, you know, you can dissect the real, you can meet somebody. And what's the soul? It's the eyes. The eyes is the soul of the human being. If you feel uncomfortable, that's not the person to be around. You can't say what you're uncomfortable with, but it's something about them that's not a good situation. Because it's a spirit thing.
Right.
It really is. You know, and I was taught wisely. So I just want to thank everyone in my life who taught me the good situations, to know how to pick people and know how to have your love around people who's really sincere, truly sincere from the heart, you know. So I love you for that, brother. You've always been there from day one.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love you.
It was a difficult process, but it was not. Because as you said, when you feel the love, when you can see the love, when you are part of the love, it's so easy to do it. It's like love.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Exactly.
And that's what we need to take things with folks. I mean, I know we have some people that got so many problems, but they're solvable. Nothing here that is put on this plane is not a solvable issue. But we have to learn to communicate better. We have to learn to understand everybody's not going to always agree. But you know what?
Right.
When you drop a beat, we all start shaking and put our hands where our eyes can see. We all agree to that. We move.
Mm-hmm.
We shake. And that's the blessing of being here. The blessing of
that's
being
That's right.
I really,
it's a blessing.
Really want to thank you for pulling
thank
us on.
You.
Thank you so much.
I love you. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
You know, I'm so sensitive.
So I always
cry
on there.
So people have no clue. We have these kind of conversations.
I'm really sensitive.
People don't know.
Right. But it's wonderful.
Well, I don't.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Go ahead, hon. Yes.
Yeah. Was that LeVar? I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
LeVar.
But really, I just wanted to turn my. Yeah, LeVar. You still there?
I was just taking it off. I was just
taking
it off.
Yeah,
I was just taking it off. You know,
I was like, hey, all the love is out there. It's like, hey, why not? But I definitely wanted to turn out because I know it's like all the love. I hope y'all don't mind, because I know I wanted to take us back to 93, if you didn't mind, because there was love that was brought in this. And before I say what it is, I hope y'all don't mind if I play this trailer real quick. So just give me a moment, if you don't mind, just to indulge me real quick here.
No problem.
All right, Holmes, you're the victim of another Dr. Dre and Ed Lover masterpiece.
Yo, man, what did you do to my head?
No, you got to hold your head at the angle, brother. Women going to think you a big Wesley Snipes. Because you got Wesley. I got Wesley.
Man, I want to let the two brothers cut my taxes.
They were a couple of nobodies.
What's up, Cherie?
What the hell are you doing telling people I'm sleeping with you?
Who couldn't cut it anywhere.
Is anything ever going to happen to us? Someday, my brother.
The police force is hiring brothers.
Ain't trying to be the man. Trey, you trying to be the man?
I am not trying to be the man.
Give me one reason.
Rodney King!
But Harlem needs heroes.
I want us to sign to the case so we can catch the guy ourselves.
No matter who they are.
That's a terrible act.
Being a police officer is about one thing. Who knows what that is?
Harassing black people.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
We're here to fight the forces of evil, to make the streets safe for you people to walk on.
Look at you looking like before and after.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Here's your assignment. All of Harlem. I want all crime and drugs stamped out by 6 o'clock. Okay?
Let's get him.
Ah!
Is not going well at all.
Who's the Man? A film directed by Ted Demme, starring Dr. Dre and Ed Lover, with Dennis Leary, Colin Quinn, and a who's who of hip-hop, including Naughty by Nature, Ice-T, Cypress Hill, Flava Flav, KRS-One, Heavy D, House of Pain, Salt and Pepper, Chris Cross, and Bushwick Bill.
Drop it!
Oh. Come on, fellas. You know the bad guys are gonna lose.
That's word up. Hey, ho,
hey, ho. Why don't you call me when you're ready for dessert, big boy? Yeah.
Shout out to Big Les at that end, yo. That was So that was my rendition right there. That you're right.
How many takes you and Ed had to go through so that movie?
Oh my goodness!
That, trying that, to be serious in the movie.
That was one of our greatest experiences that I have to say in our life. Because, as I said, when you're talking about dreaming about doing things, when you talk about your expectations and where you want to go, not ever did I ever think of it. Yeah, I'm gonna be on in a movie theater. I'm gonna be in the movie. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. And luckily, Ed and I came up with the story. Well, technically, Ed came with the story, and I just helped put some extra flavor in it, too. We decided to choose Ted to direct it, and our great manager, Mr. Charles Stetler, put it all together with Maynell Thomas and some other great folks at New Line, and you get Who's the Man. And we were blessed because, honestly, when the movie was originally written, it wasn't supposed to be a huge collaboration with so many great artists of that day. It just happened to go that way. While we were doing that, we found parts to put people in. Ice-T donated his time, which was great for us. Flavor Flav decided he can get arrested. So he said, I can not only get arrested, but I also can play the part. Jam Master Jay, the late great Jam Master Jay, and Run DMC was in that film. I mean, you're talking about, I can't think of the actor's name. He was in Who's the Man, too. He starred in the television show Empire. Lucius Lyon.
Sarah Salad. That was his film debut.
Yes, that was his film debut. The late great Heavy D. Queen Latifah. Look at what she's done with her career. And of course, and Pepper, and Big Legs, and of course, Fat Bob Freddy was down too. What we did is we always knew that it was a group effort to make a group brand. So big up to Busta Rhymes, the leaders of the new school, Charlie Brown and company. So many great folks. Ken Ober, who was involved. It was a great universal time for so many folks. And it was a blessing of spirit.
I'll be back in about an hour.
People always come to me and talk to me about Dennis Leary and I and those scenes. And it was just that we had such a great time doing it. So I'd like to thank the cast, the folks in the back that don't get the credit that deserve all the credit. And my man AJ, who was my assistant, he did his thing with us too. And Kirk Flirt, can't forget him. The late, great Todd One, he also was in it. Bow-Legged Lou, my buddy. And Parks and Forth, we were big. We were big together. And, of course, Guru, the late Guru from – and he keeps saying late.
Yes.
I'm just celebrating their lives, you know.
I know.
We were all present-minded. And
Guru,
present,
gangsta, yes.
And we love to do that kind of film.
Yeah.
You know? And who knows? You may see a part two down the road, which would be funny. I guess they did Good Burger 1. They could do Good Burger 2, so.
Yeah, especially as long as it's picking the Vegas, yeah. Yeah. Waiting on
thank
that.
You,
somebody needs to get on the phone on that, right, like ASAP. Like, come on now. Like, we need that. We need that.
Well, that
like,
became,
what happened?
That became more of a political issue than anything else. Oh, and I can't forget my man, T-Money. Yo, man, he was definitely in there. He's the one who fixed the car for us.
Oh, okay.
He's the one who fixed the car for us.
Right.
He did it for free. He did it for free. Oh, I love it.
Yes, yes. But while we're still on the topics of movies, and Spahn, I'm looking at you. So before I go into it, I hope you don't mind if you indulge me with this next trailer. If you don't mind.
Sure.
So I'm going to bring up to 96 this time. So here we go.
From executive producer Oliver Stone, me, Vanessa Lutz.
The cat drinks milk. I love you so much, Chopper.
I love you too, baby.
Her dad just doesn't get it.
Larry, get your goddamn hands off my anatomy.
Her mom is clueless.
You don't know nothing about nothing. You don't know a goddamn thing about nothing.
And her life is no fairy tale.
You having some kind of trouble?
This is a story of A, murder.
He's the guy who's been killing all them girls on the freeway, Bob.
You can do sex to me now?
B, revenge.
You accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior.
I want that little monster to pay for this.
Right now, we're the best friends you've got.
I'm so sure.
C, betrayal.
You don't believe we're your friends?
I believe you're out to ruin me.
D, survival.
Back in the hole, I decided all I need to live is my will.
E, all of the above.
I had this problem with anger.
We need to put an end to the system that lets dangerous, violent thugs be prosecuted as juveniles.
Holy shit. Look who got beat with the ugly stick.
Kiefer Sutherland, Reese Witherspoon, Brooke Shields, Amanda Plummer. Freeway.
Why are you doing this?
I'm pissed off and the whole world owes me.
And definitely got to give a shout out to Bukeem Woodbine that played Chopper, who was actually her love interest in the movie. So I wanted to make sure he got his sign on that one. So,
That's definitely
shout out to Reese Witherspoon for her part in that with her southern accent because the cat drink milk is how she was saying it.
Yeah.
And got beat with an ugly stick. So there you go. So, it's fun. And like I mentioned. Yes, you had a hand in that. You did. So
she was in
that movie. So, Spahn, take it away. How did that come about?
Yeah, my first major R-rated movie. And officially, my agent in Los Angeles, his name was Jim South. He was one of my agents as far as getting me work, not for R-rated, X-rated, of course. But long story short, the directors went to Jim South looking for a male and female for a love part in the scene of the movie. So they chose me and Byron Long. to do the scene. All right. And we did
okay.
the scene, but it wasn't like on, it was located at a location, and it's all a format on how they create R-rated movies, really. But before all that, they called me back, which was the director. They wanted me to read for a part. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I thought I was just going to do a love scene without talking. Now they want me to do what? So I said, okay. So I went to the location they wanted me to go to. There was no one else auditioning. So they knew that they wanted me for this particular part. So I read for the part and got the part. I was on location. I had my own trailer. Brooke Shields had finished doing her scene, and a week after her scene, I had to come in and do mine. So her trailer was the same trailer I had. So it was just wonderful. It, on the set, they had props that was like marijuana, and it smells like marijuana with the smoke and everything, but really, it was a prop. It was amazing.
Right.
I was like, this is so cool.
Right.
So they wanted me to be called a staff member, which was a correctional officer. And they said, well, we have to try to make you look like a correction, because they kept on saying, wow, we have to make your hair this way, and still you look too sexy. So they tried. It was really funny. They tried to do everything. And they're like, okay, we're just going to go with this way how you look, because we're trying to make you look like, you know, an intimidating correctional officer, and it's just really not working on how we want you to look. And we can't, because you don't look that way originally. So they just put my hair in a ponytail and all this. And, yeah, I had my whole uniform on. And, you know, we were actually at a real jail in Los Angeles. And they had the inmates on one side. Yeah, this is so real. They had the real inmates on one side of the correctional facility. And where we were shooting at, that's where we were. So you don't want to get mixed up somewhere, because this was a real correctional facility with a bunch of inmates. And I don't know if they co-ed, but it was just an idea. I was like, oh, no.
Right.
And especially I'm somewhere in Los Angeles and have no clue where the hell I'm at. But it's just the point I would have myself in. Like, I don't know where I am. I know I'm not in Beverly Hills, that's for sure. But I had other people with me, because when they said we had to shoot there, they had the security just on point. Everything was really on point.
Mm-hmm.
So then from there, I got into the union. That easy.
Mm-hmm.
So they had me, you know, I had some offers to do some more movies. But my whole thing was I don't like to be someone else. So I didn't want to, you know, it wasn't my passion to, like, oh, to just be an actress. You know, I love what I was doing, because I guess that's what I love to do, you know. But being a whole different character of a person, that's real challenging unless it's your real true passion. But I really got into the union that quick, just from Oliver Stone and Matthew Bright. Shout out to both of them. They wanted me to be a part of their movie that they directed, not just being the love scene. They had me come back to do the reading of the part. And Oliver Stone is one of the awesome actors, I'm sorry, directors out there in the music, in the movie industry, really. So it's just a great honor. And got into the union just like, I got a lot of money just for less than a whole paragraph of what I had to say.
Right.
Check
was
just like, this is lovely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From what
that,
I heard, they pay quite well.
Yeah. On any speaking part. And then from there, it was just the point of I'm in the union automatically, just like that. Snap, snap. But it was just the point of, okay, you pay your dues yearly, et cetera, et cetera. But I just didn't want to keep on paying my dues, and I'm just not going for a part because it's really not my passion to do. So that's where
I was just like. You could have been in Wall Street 3. Never know.
Yeah, I could have, you know. But once again, when you're much younger, you don't look at those things that way. You're like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. That's not my thing. And then you look back and say, you know what? What the hell did I just do? You know, I should have just gone, just quit paying my dues yearly and went up for another part 5 years from now or something, you know, from then. But, you know, it's just that I just didn't do it. Now, they'll see the credits I have. Those credits are there permanently. If you Google spontaneous ecstasy, you'll see the credits, and I'm there permanently. So if I were to say, ooh, I have this itch that I want to become an actress, R-rated actress, or go into the mainstream of acting, I would have that credibility because I've done a project, no matter if it's one, two, or three, you know. So that's the good
thing. I am IMDB.com. So if anybody wants to see her credit, because it is there, IMDB.com. And you can check this out. Freeway Movie. That's what it is. Freeway Movie. When you see Reese Witherspoon and Kiefer Sutherland's photo up there,
and
that is it. Scroll down, and it's there. Yep.
And Reese, she was really awesome. At the end, when you finish, when you finish doing your part, everybody's clapping and supportive on what you're doing. I know they did that when I was there. It was really awesome. It was, you know, really, really, everybody clapping.
Helps you get into the character, helps you, and motivates you to act. Now, the big question, Spawn, is, being you shared a trailer with Dee Brooke Shields, when you went in there, did you get into her character?
Well, actually, what happened is he had the trailer during the time of her shoot, and then afterwards, you know, they have to clean everything, and then the next person has the trailer, which was me. So everything I had was just catered to food of anything I want, et cetera, if I need to relax, you know, if I need more makeup, glancing comes, da-da-da, you know, that type of thing. So it was just like, you know, air conditioned since you were inside the trailer and everything.
Because the book show, modeling career was based in Calvin Klein, and she had an extraordinary career from a young girl to even her first movie, Pretty Baby, et cetera. So,
it's
a
beautiful
thing when you get in that community, and you make a good choice for what you want to do, and that's the big thing. Eddie and I were blessed with doing quite a few movies. We're dealing with Dennis Leary and Mario Van Peebles. We did a movie called Gunmen. We did a movie with Jerry Lamont called The Hustle and Bahama Hustle. We were in New York Undercover. We did quite a few things. When you get those opportunities and those blessings, you roll with them. We're in the movie Juice. We started Tupac, believe it or not. It's an interesting set of affairs.
It is. And you know, you just never know if one opportunity comes another, because like I said, it was just the love scene that they chose me and Byron to do in the movie, and then, you know, they're calling me back. It's not like they called Byron for a scene, a further scene. They just called me back because they wanted me to do a reading for a part. So when
him and I did the love scene,
they probably knew right then and there they wanted me to come back. Like, who? She'll be the staff member.
No, but that scene you did with Byron, was that the same? Did that have to do with your character you played in the movie?
Well, because the character, it was separate. You know, the staff member totally separate from the love scene movie. Because the love scene, just like you, the porn star, y'all doing a sex scene. That was that part. So we were really playing ourselves, per se. You know, y'all just have fun together. That's what, and we're going to film that part. You know what I'm saying? So then I come back, I'm like, I got to read it for a part that had nothing to do with what we just did. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, who? A correctional officer. Like, huh?
There's been a change in the script. We're going to need you to do these things right here.
Yeah. So when they seen, I guess, you know, when they seen me in person and I did the scene with Byron, they knew, like, oh, she'll be great for this particular character that they wanted. You know, because like I said, it was that easy. No one else was there to audition. It was just me coming to read for the part. And they made their decision if I was really good for that part or not. That's how that went down.
Have you ever seen
it? Oh, yeah, I've seen it many times. It was in the theater. It was on HBO many, many times. And matter of fact, just like how Juice movie comes on, this all of a sudden comes on as well. You know?
Yep.
Now, how did that make you feel when you went to – did you see – you saw it in the movie theater. Did you sit in the movie theater with popcorn, dark glasses, and start to smile when the dark came on?
Well, actually, I went to the premiere, and I didn't have to do that part that way.
Look, when Who's the Man came out, we went to the premiere and everything. That was one thing. But I remember going after the weekend it opened, and I went to about 12 theaters and, you know, ran in the back just to see the reaction to make sure people really liked the movie. I mean, I spent I spent probably $1,000 in gas going from state to state to state to watch Who's the Man and go, I think they really liked the movie. I think they really liked the movie. And then sometimes I got recognized, sometimes I didn't, but it was more like, I can't, they really liked the movie. It worked. It worked.
Right, right. To see everybody else.
It lets you know, it's like,
I
made it. Yes.
So.
FX. I feel a little inadequate, FX. We got to find a movie to get into.
Apparently, you know, it's like I'll just be maybe the caterer, the what they call it, the stand-in number one, stand-in number two, you know. And trust me, now I will say this now, and I'm gonna throw this out there, and I actually tried to audition for, and this was, oh my God, this was like early 2000s, was like Road Rules with MTV. I actually sent in the tape. I really did. I really sent in an audition tape. I really did. Honest to God.
Why not?
And of course I was, of course I was like, well, they was looking for a certain type of person. I knew I wasn't going to make it. I was like, hell, I'm going to just try it just to see. I tried. I did. I really did. I was willing to be one of those reality, you know, people then. This, like I said, this was like early 2000s, like 99, 2000, 01, something like that. I tried. I really did. But hey, I can be a zombie. I can do that too. You know, I'll be
that,
like Key and Peele. You know, yeah. LaVon and I need to go like across the country. We need to like audition for certain.
I'm auditioning for a movie I'm directing called Good Vegetable. it's a story about a guy who used to eat a lot of meat. And then he decided to start eating just strictly vegetables.
Go veggie.
So
become a vegetarian or just veggie? Okay.
Yeah. So just good veggies.
Okay. And just
so
see how the challenge would be.
Radio host.
For the
right.
How long they can just go with veggies.
Right.
It's strictly good vegetables. That's the name of the movie.
And you see everybody around you starting to eat steak and everything, and you're like, you know, we still got to eat vegetables. Holy cow.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be funny. You don't gotta think like
I ain't gonna lie. I'll probably give you 2-3 days tops after that. I'm like, yeah, I failed that test. I did. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I'll be like 2-3 days in. I'm like, I'm sorry.
We can wait for Who's the Man 2, and all of us can be in it.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. I don't want to jinx anything, so I can't comment on who's two.
I might be able to do a New York accent.
I can play my same character.
No, you can keep your accent the way it is. Bill was in there with his accent. Chris Cross was in with their accent. You got nothing to lose.
Right.
Everything for everybody, please.
Exactly.
That was the blessing of doing that.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Right.
You know, everybody's just being themselves, really.
I
gotta say one funny scene from Who's the Man. This was like a hysterical scene. It ever stand next to me. It was a funeral scene after Nick gets killed. And we're welcoming everybody, and they're going by in a line, right? And they're saying, oh, we're so sorry to hear about your loss, this, that, and the other. And this one woman who was like an extra, so she would come up and she you know, had the tear face on, and they were doing the scene, and she would go up to Ed and hug Ed, and then she came up to me, and she started kissing me. So Ted said, no, let's keep doing it. Let's do it again. So she went back again, and she hugged Ed, and she came up to me, and then she kissed me again. And then I got this look on my face like, was she supposed to kiss me? And they said, no, just go it. Ted said, no, let's talk one more time. The gate is messed up, the lighting. So she did it again. We went back. She hugged it, and then she kissed me square in the mouth.
Oh, my God.
And I told him, I thought, wait a minute. Now, you know, Ed said, Ted, she's kissing him. I mean, she's kissing him. Ted's like, no, wait. It looks great. Do it again. I said, so the next time she came by, and she hugged it, and she went to kiss me. I turned my head. Everybody, but it was like a setup. to, like, you know, it'd be funny for us and a gag, and it was, but it was fun. It was fun. She said, I didn't want to. I hope I didn't invade your space.
No.
Okay. After everybody started laughing, I caught on. It was a good thing. It was a prank.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, some of our other celebrity guests is going to be calling in. They've been reaching my phone, and I'm like, okay, okay, come on, call. So someone's going to be calling in any minute now. So just let them through. You know, when
well,
you see some numbers popping up.
Yeah.
Sure, definitely.
Can I give a couple of shout-outs real quick?
Yeah.
All right, I want to shout out someone else whose birthday is today, who's all the way over in Kenya. Her name is Lady Melissa, and she has a great group over there called the Indigo Approach, and they're doing some great things in this beautiful African nation, and her birthday falls on St. Patrick's Day, and I said I'd give her a big shout-out for that. I want to give a big shout-out to some of the Love team, my homeboy Troy, Greg Armstrong, of course, Queen Bernadette herself, Heidi Z, the boss, Paradise, let's see, and, of course, my buddy who's recovering, the great Dawn, and, of course, Heath Snow doing his thing. Hope he gets better. Hope everything works out because we love him, man.
Right.
I tell you guys about the Love tour coming up, but I'll save that for the 10 o'clock hour. But we've got
okay.
a lot of all great
right.
things happening.
All right.
Great
all
right. Big up to
well, speaking of the 10 o'clock hour, we got one on. We got one
let
on.
Let them in. Let them in.
Yeah,
let
they
them
in. They in. Caller. Caller.
Who could this...
Come on in. Who we got?
Hello.
We got...
Hello.
Hello.
You already know, girl. I'm so proud of you. The legendary porn star with the longest tongue. All these other chicks who think they have long tongues. No. You go back. It's Menage.
Okay, go back.
Act like you know. They better know the history. Now, Menage.
How's it going?
It's going lovely. Menage, please tell the world about when you came to Philly and I had the show with you and Chevron.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Yeah.
It was awesome.
And Ed Lover hosts the show at Second Cousin. That was my very first show I put in Philadelphia. I had you and Chub Rock. And Ed Lover.
That's right. That's
just
right.
Let them know about that. Yeah.
It was an awesome show. That was like so. Man, that was a while ago. Wow.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Man, you just brought up so many memories.
We've known each other for decades. This Menage a Trois, ladies and gentlemen. You better Google her if you don't know, but I already know. Everybody who's listening in on this show know who Menage a Trois is.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. Yes, we've known each other over 25 years, and you are my son's godmother. And I just wanted to say thank you for all the good advice you've given me over the decades. I mean, you've even talked me down off some shit before, so thank you so much.
I love you. Thank you. Yes. I've talked you down on some things, many things. Y'all remember those times. I'm like, we got to go, sis. We got to go right now. Let's go. I'll drive.
You and I have been on some real wild adventures together.
Yeah.
No,
thank God we're still here, going back to some moment.
Yes.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Excuse me?
Hello?
That's Dr. Dre.
Hey, Dr. Dre, how are you?
How you doing, lovely? How's everything with you?
everything is doing really good with me. You know, I lived a slow life. I moved to Texas, and, you know, I'm single still, you know, never been married or nothing, you know.
That's another show. And, okay. It'll be
11
o'clock.
Yeah. Next thing you know,
I
got to start, yeah.
I've been through all of that drama with me, so, yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question, because you're a celebrated adult film star, and you've been celebrated in so many great hip-hop songs. How does that feel to you to be such a celebrated figure, not only in the industry that you're in, but also in the music side and the culture of hip-hop?
I mean, you know, it feels okay. I mean, for me, I didn't realize that I was in so many songs. I listen to jazz a lot. I listen to a lot of jazz and things like that. So, but you know, I feel honored. You know, it's one of those things. I kind of just took a step back and became a mom, and you know, really worked hard to just focus on just being a real person, living in reality, and enjoying every day, you know, just doing the basics, learning, and actually, you know, waking up to the Most High and just doing great things myself, you know, just actually just being in a reality, you know, that's the main thing for me.
those are blessings.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Those are great blessings.
That's a blessing.
Did any of these artists ever call you up to be in videos with them as they made songs and made mention about you?
There's been a few, but I kind of turned them down here and there. It just depends on what they wanted me to do, because I am a 51-year-old woman now, you know, and those things are my past.
Back in the day, none.
You know, but now I kind of, you know, got my Instagram page up, and I got some guys trying to, you know, it's a lot of young guys trying to talk to me for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's funny. I do want to say FX, let our next guest in. And I want Minaj to stay on and Dre to stay on. Just bring the guest in right now.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the thing. I'm waiting on them. I'm waiting on them.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting on them. Yeah.
Oh. That's weird. They say they've been holding for 15 minutes. They told me they've been holding for 15 minutes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. This is
surprising. All right, that's why I'm like, we got the number. All right. Yeah. Caller, you on the mic.
Meow.
It's a birthday.
Hey.
A birthday cake for the birthday girl. Hey.
Hey.
Diddy.
Hey.
Yes.
Diddy Cat.
Yeah, I know that meow anywhere. I used to listen to her. Oh my God!
95.5 FL.
Yes,
that's right.
She got me through days through high school and college and 95.5 in DC area. Oh yeah, I know that meow.
Right.
Trust me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yep,
I will never forget that meow ever.
Absolutely.
Yes.
A lot of children, a lot of babies. Uh-huh. Yes. Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you, baby. I love you. Yes, definitely. And like I said, all the ladies who are on, we have a few more that will be calling in. You ladies, not just being sexy and beautiful, you've made history in the entertainment industry. Definitely. So you are Women's History Month. This is the reason why I did this too. Certain ladies I know that I've known for decades. We've known each other for what? 25? Almost 30.
I just remember, for those of you who don't know, I'm Jeannie Jones, Kitty of the City, and
we're
doing radio and television in my hometown, like, forever. And
yes.
I really exploded when we did a show called Love Talk and Slow Jams on WCGC 95.5.
Yes.
I'll never forget, we have Spontaneous on, Minaj A Trois. I mean, just a host of, just entertaining segments. And just in between
learning about different industries, what people do, it really educated me. Well, one, I never thought, you know, being a journalism major and doing a section of my hometown, it really taught me to be a better listener, and that the common denominator was love, regardless of how it moved or how you did things. And so Spahn was always herself, you know, just taking on her ways, making guys choke, and, you know, all the spontaneous things she does.
That's right.
You remember, Big Sugar would be hanging out, waiting for me to arrive so I could be on your lovely show. But what I love about your show, and I miss so much, it was a spark. It was just the arena. Like when you go into the station, it's like overlooking, but the whole thing, it was the atmosphere. It was candlelight.
Right.
It was just room aroma going on, where you just want to do radio for 4 or 5 or 6 hours. Let's go to sleep and wake up and continue on. Yes, because every time I would come home, it was the atmosphere of it. I love
it. Then got a surprise for you, Spontaneous.
Yes,
I have the incredible my artist doing big things, Sun Seer, who is currently BET's Next Up Beats and Bars hip hop winner in the amazing celebratory. You know, anniversary of hip hop. What an iconic year to just bust down a national title like that. So, see ya. Say happy birthday to Spontaneous.
Yes.
Hey, yo, we cool with the coach. You keep banging it. Want to give love
Thank
to the
you.
Art form of maintaining it. Through all the trials, she said the sexiest while sustaining it. Happy birthday to the one and only Miss Spontaneous.
Bye. Thank you. And you know,
birthday.
I don't know. I'm going to send a pre-record of the show, of course, so y'all can listen to it. But definitely we had your music on in the mix. My DJ did it. Oh, wow. You just got to hear everything. So. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Major thank you. Big
thank
you.
Happy birthday.
Definitely. And my brother, you're definitely in good hands with my girl, Jeannie. You're definitely in good hands, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I know that. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
So
yeah, absolutely. This is Dr. Dre. Hey,
Dre.
You
are
the legendary Dre.
MTV. Yes,
ma'am. You've been such an inspiration for so many folks throughout the years. Do you still get, recognized and folks coming up to you, not only just to give you your flowers, but to say thank you, thank you, thank you, because here's how my family started.
Wow. Yeah, I appreciate that. And absolutely. And what's amazing about all of us collectively is, you know, what we have contributed to the culture, and it still, you know, remains, and it's still there. And that's the blessing. You think about, you know, this insane world that we living in. But, you know, if it was done tomorrow, just what, you know, your dash would say, and it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yes.
So we're truly blessed, and again, just the nuggets that we have left and we're continuing to develop and lead.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a great session, and we need to do this live in some cities, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You bring
a lot of inspiration, a lot of love to the table. That people don't realize how much what you do impacts so many that you may actually meet and some that you never may meet, but they appreciate and love who you are, whether it be you, Minaj, Spahn, everybody. It's a beautiful thing. That's why it's a beautiful month when you speak about Women's Month. We must protect our queens at all costs.
That's right.
And thank you for the love you brought to us.
Well, I appreciate that, my birthday girl.
Yes, I love
you.
And before anybody departs right now, I have a special, special announcement. Okay, yesterday I received a text. Actually, she was going to be on the air with us tonight, but she couldn't because yesterday Heather Hunter
became a mom.
Wow.
She had a baby girl.
Wow. Really?
She had a baby girl.
What? Had a oh, my gosh.
Yes.
What?
I'm so happy for her.
And I told her.
Wow.
First time.
Wow,
mom.
Congrats,
yes.
Heather.
Yes.
Yes.
Baby girl.
Do
yes.
Those and girl.
Yes. So
yes,
she will definitely be on a little later in the future. But yesterday, she had her baby yesterday. So you
my
know
goodness.
What
wow,
she's doing
wow.
now is recovering still.
Oh, wow. Please, please, I wish her all the best with the, you
yes.
know, with the baby and everything. Oh,
yes.
That's so wonderful
yes.
to hear.
Yes. Yep.
It's a beautiful thing. Response. I know you're getting ready to celebrate nonstop. Like, I'm so... You know, I appreciate you so
like
much. I'm so excited for you and everything you've accomplished.
Thank you, right. baby. I love
yes.
you. Thank you.
And then,
yes.
and then just wanted to tell you before we go, Sincere,
yes.
you want to talk about what you drop on every Wednesday, and you just saluted to women and everything, how we have relationships. Spontaneous can definitely relate. You want to talk about what you drop every Wednesday at 12
yes.
noon?
Yes, so every Wednesday at 12 p.m., we do what's called PSA Wednesdays. And these are like little songs. Well, not little, but they're songs that touch on certain subject matter that gets people, you know, talking and engaging. So we want everybody to tune in. You never know what to expect. Surprise. Last week was our most sexiest one, but, you know, we're going to keep it going.
Okay.
You dedicate that to Spawn, yeah. Look, meow.
All right. Yes.
Happy birthday, baby. We love you.
Love you. I love y'all.
Thank you,
thank
Solace
you so much.
Dre.
Love you.
Hey.
Love you.
Yay.
I'll read it.
Oh.
All right, baby.
That was a surprise.
All right. Let's see. I told y'all I was happy. And if Heather was not pregnant and had a baby, she would be on the air with us right now because she wanted to be on tonight.
Wow.
And I'm like, you having your baby yesterday?
Oh, I'm so
she
happy
texted
for
me,
her.
Sis,
wow.
Yep. First time mom
man.
Ever. And
wow.
I didn't know
when I had my son, Maximus.
I remember. And I was looking like, and you asked me, when am I going to have one? And I'm looking like, excuse me? It's like I'm waiting for not having labor because I'm
man.
Like, what? See, it,
yes, yes.
Like,
I tried it once and I never do it again. That's what.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful thing, though. Spawn.
Yes.
It was
it
a
is.
Beautiful thing. My
Let
son is 6
something.
Foot 8 right now.
It
big,
is a beautiful thing.
Wow.
But I'd rather
wow.
hold your hand. I'd rather hold your hand, okay?
Yes.
Whatever you need, I'll hold your hand. I'm like, no. I'm not going to I would probably be right at the hospital 2 weeks before delivery, and they said, you can't stay here because you agreed to the time to deliver. Then I'm like, hey, I need some medication way before all this start happening. I don't want no natural anything. Knock me out. Please knock me out. What
right.
you mean you
yeah.
can't give me no type of knocking me out moment?
Uh-oh.
I want to see the baby
Uh-oh.
Afterwards, once the baby is here on earth. So that's probably
yes.
that's why I don't have any kids. I'll be a godmother.
Look, I was like 9 months. I was 9 months pregnant, thinking, how can I throw this baby up? I was like, I know my mouth is bigger than my hoo ha. So how can I get this? Throw the baby up. So,
uh-oh. Well, let's see if our next guest has a baby story of their own. Let's see who's on the mic. You on the mic, caller? Who we got?
Hey, happy St. Patrick's night.
Yes, this is dynamite.
This is dynamite.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy
hey,
dynamite.
Hey, there we go.
Happy
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes,
right.
sweetie. And hello to everyone. I'm sorry.
Hello, hello.
I got to run, but happy birthday, girlfriend.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, sis.
And
yes.
I'm going to send you something. Okay?
She all on the air like, you send me the cash app, sister. I'm going to send you something. And if you didn't hear Dynamite, Heather Hunter, our girl Heather Hunter just had a baby yesterday.
She had a baby girl.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
she had a baby girl.
Her.
Yes.
Congratulations.
She was going to be on tonight with us. But, you know, she went into labor and had her baby yesterday. So she already knows she's relaxing right now. Yes. Yep.
Oh,
and a baby girl.
Goodness.
Yep. First
job.
Time, mommy.
Shout out to everybody. Who's on? I just got on and I'm about to get off, but everybody, happy St. Patrick night.
Yeah. Dr.
All
Dre
of that.
From your MTV Raps is on right now. You hear Dr. Dre over there?
Hey,
Dr. Dre.
Hey, doctor.
How you doing? It's been a long time. I remember when you visited us on my late night show.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
All right now. So you got Dr. Dre, you, and I hear a young lady voice.
Minaj. Hey, everybody on here. All right, well,
what
are you doing, Jugga? All right, just hanging in there. Hit me up. So I got to make this run. Happy birthday, girlfriend. Everybody, have a wonderful night.
I'll
talk to everybody later.
All right.
You be well.
Be safe.
Thank you. Take
all
care.
Right.
All right, love you. Thank you for calling.
Be good.
In.
Be safe. Be safe.
Once again, you see, my friends are real. Okay, I mean, my friends are real. He's like, I got to make a rhyme. I'll see y'all later. I'm sending you a birthday gift.
I don't even
want to
get
off
the phone.
You don't have to stay on with us. Stay on until the end.
Oh, man.
You already know.
It's like they're breathing and they're, yes, they were there. I witnessed their voices. Yes, they're there.
But we said that was going to be lit up. So.
Yeah, I told y'all it was definitely going to be lit. I was
yeah,
like,
so.
Candy store. Wanted to stay and tell people. Yes.
Spawn, can I tell you something?
Yes.
A secret?
Uh-huh.
Who's the Man premiere? I took
yes.
My mother, was my date. And Heather mm-hmm. Hunter was my date to the Who's the Man premiere.
Hey.
That's you.
Hey.
Wow. Oh, see, that was awesome.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And
hey.
I said to her, she knew that you
see?
Were going to be on tonight as well, you know, but I was like, honey, you having your baby. She's like, I'm having my baby any day. And it was like on yesterday. It was like, yeah.
Oh,
so I was
wow.
like, yeah. And I said to her, I didn't know she was going to have a boy or girl, but she seemed like a girl mom. Really. And
yeah.
Minaj
is a
boy
is
mom. I know Minaj is going to have
yeah,
a boy.
Yeah, I'm a boy mom, for real.
But Heather, I knew she was going to have a girl, and I didn't know. And then when she let me know, she said, I just had the baby. It's a baby girl. And I'm like, my prediction was right, because she's more of a girl mom, you know, first-time
yeah.
mom.
Mm-hmm,
Minaj is
mm-hmm,
a first-time
mm-hmm.
mom. But I was like,
yeah.
No, you're going to have a boy. It's going to be a boy. You're a mom of a boy. Not a girl, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, and thank God.
Because I know your personality. I know your personality. I know Heather's personality.
She was like, thank God.
That.
I was like, wow. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because
oh,
if I would have had a girl, I would have been hurting her feelings all day.
Yeah, and I'd be like, what you doing, sis? You can't be doing that. No. She gotta, you'd be like, she got to be rough in this world. And I was like, no. So thank God. I knew she was going to have a boy, Minaj.
Yeah.
But I'm
and
so
thank
proud
God,
of Minaj. Cause
he's big. He's huge.
Yeah. Because, you know, Snoop was, you know, the coach for my godson and her son for the football and everything. He's like such a humble young man. And if
yes,
you were to see
is.
Him, you're not sure if he's humble or not. But he's very humble. He was always, like, quiet mouth, you know, soft-spoken. Minaj was
mm-hmm.
the one. No, do-da-do, da-da-da. And I'm like,
wow.
What you going to do when he's taller than
you?
Yeah,
well,
that's
because
he was smaller during that time.
Yes, yes. You know what? Snoop Dogg was his coach, and I had to get up with Snoop a couple times. Snoop,
yeah.
K-Mac, whoever else. You know what I'm saying?
When it comes to her son.
Yes. Yes, we did a reality show. It's called Coach Snoop. It's on Netflix. It's old. It's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the commercials for that. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
May have to check that in. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a long time ago. He's in college now. He's still
trying to
ball.
Yeah. While Minaj is still with us. Yeah. I have a question.
Thank you.
Minaj, mm-hmm. My host got a question for you.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem. I do have a question for you because I'm kind of curious. You've known Spawn for a while now. First of all, I'm going to get out my own comment before I do. I'm going to say I love you. But I know you've known Spawn for a while. Tell us something about Spawn that you may not know or the first time that you met her.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
well,
question.
I did not. I'm going to tell you something. I did not know that she was a homebody, number one. Like, she's, you know, she really kind of likes to kick it at home and stuff. And I also didn't know that she was just so smart. Like, I didn't know she was so intelligent. Because, first of all, I'm a sapiosexual. Aww. You know what that is? I am interested in smart people. You could be 4 foot tall with one tooth, and I might date you know, as long as you're smart. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm attracted to smart people. And I just, I didn't know the knowledge she had. And, you know, it's a blessing. You know, I really didn't know she was, you know, because you can see the boobs and you can see the hair and all. You can see all the sexy stuff. But then you don't know that some sexy women are just really smart. You know, a lot of guys straight, you know, kind of misconstrue you as being dumb. And then you're very smart. You're totally smart. You're you know, you've superseded a lot of people, you know, getting bachelor degrees and things like that is just so amazing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank
to go,
sis.
You know what I mean, though. Honestly.
Yeah, thank you.
Who's really doing that? Nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not from our
industry. Yeah. I stated to the Dre and everyone. You know, me receiving a doctoring degree the end of next year, by the end of next year, I'll be the first person in the industry. No one has a doctor degree. But I want to prove the world wrong because it's a stereotypical thing. People would think that. And there's a lot of smart people in our industry. But it's their choice if they like further their education or not. Because some people have their masters and bachelors, but they don't look and say, ooh, they got their masters and bachelors. They're just looking at what they see the image of us as. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then you just followed you just kept chasing after your education. That's just so awesome. You know, that's the one
thing
I didn't know. I mean, because, you know, her and I was, you know, we was partying, hanging out, but she would always, you know, follow her education, you know, just continue her education,
you know, no matter what.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Beauty and brains is what it is. Some guys don't see, you know, a lot of men don't see that. I mean, I you know, even though I just got my beauty license, I feel like I'm a smart person. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to stick to what you know, you know. Don't go chasing waterfalls or anything.
Excuse me? People can always take time out to extend their education. There's no rule saying you can't go and become smarter or become more intelligent because there's all types of intelligence. But if you really want to go do it and you want to forward, it's up to you.
It's up to
really,
you.
Yeah.
That's right.
You.
It's all
with
you. You know,
that's perfect.
Manifesting, doing what you got to do.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah. Well, I love everything that Minaj has done, definitely, because, you know, some parents who are first-time parents, you know, they don't have a direction in some cases. But I'm proud of her from
true.
The beginning to where she is now. Like, seriously, she's serious about mom, you know, as mom, making sure my child is going to do the right thing. Her son never, ever, ever got in trouble. Not one time.
Mm-mm.
Not one
nope.
time.
And a lot of parents can't say that these days.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very true.
That is
so
true.
Just, like, so proud of everything that she has done.
Yeah.
You know, definitely.
Thank you.
So, you know, so definitely all the guests we've had on, there might be two or three people more calling in before our show is over. I do want to shout out Mopreem Shakur because he hasn't been feeling well. He's been sick. So he let me know yesterday as well. So I just told him, if you can call in, fine. If not, you heal. We'll talk next week, you know, make sure you're okay. Because I know he's been going through some health battles now and then too. So I just want to make sure he's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So definitely he was going to call in today too, tonight as well.
Well, Sean, can I give a shout out to
the group? Well, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I give a shout out?
Go ahead.
Because of me,
because
of my condition being a blind amputee, type 2 diabetic, I hooked up with the National Federation for the Blind and National Federation for Blind Black Women, National Federation for Blind Black Men, National Federation for Blind Black Leaders. So I want to give a big shout out to Sean Calloway, who put me on, and Troy Richardson, who put me on to that. And, of course, the beautiful black women who are from two major chapters in New York, the Vanguard chapter with my girl Rashida out there, who got a great chapter of great folks out there. And, of course, the one and only Sabrina, also who does the Long Island chapter where I'm around. They do an incredible job working with people who are blind and being blind women themselves. And there's a big convention happening in July. We're all going to hang out and have a great time. And also, I also work with folks, what I call the National Blind Women's Health and Wellness and Fitness program we do every Saturday and Tuesday now, where we're not only talking about our health and wellness, we're talking about how to get fit. And big shout-outs to all the folks in that group, too, from Nadrika and Joe and, let's see, Stephanie and Deja and, I'm starting to lose all the names there real quick, and Paradise. And if I forgot you, don't be angry. Don't yell at me on Tuesday. But the thing is, I got love for all of them and all the folks out there, what we're doing, because blind folks, we matter too, believe it or not. And that's a part of what we're doing with our Love tour that we're putting together. And we're going to express that because, like I say, Spawn has already got the heads up, but we'll expose it a little later as we go along. But I just had to give a big shout out to all those folks and beautiful people that we work with. Thank you, thank you, and thank you again.
A little later when that tour begins as well, of course, you'll have, we want to have you and all the ladies and everyone on the show as well, Dre.
Don't give it away yet.
I'm just saying, we need them, we need y'all.
Right.
Minaj, we're going to have Minaj too. Yes,
we're
gonna definitely.
Nobody's surprised is going to be down with us when we do this stuff.
Spontaneous, I might find me a man out there, you know? I've dated a couple blind guys before. That's not a problem.
Look, you said you like intelligent men, 4'1" with 1 tooth. Well, I'm not 4'1", and I have more than 1 tooth, so you never know. We'll have a conversation.
I just want to chime in real quick. And speaking of intelligent people, I think we have two intelligent people that have just logged in. So they are on the mic. Introduce yourselves.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Hello? This is John Dragon.
Hey. All right.
Your old friend and videographer, photographer, John Dragon, wishing you a fantastic birthday.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate you so much. I've known you. Now, let me explain to everyone. My first cover, magazine cover, with me, Toy, and Champagne, was called Black Beauty, Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the man who photographed the whole thing, who put, I mean, the whole scenario of it, the idea, the position we're going to be in. Mm-hmm. And my very first box cover was John Dragon. Yes. He photographed the way it was photographed. I'm going to send this, and it's going to be up on my social page as well, especially my Twitter. I'm sorry, my Instagram as a banner. I'm going to show you, and I'm going to put John Dragon underneath. This is his work. He has ethics. He's done so many publications, the kind that you used to see on the newsstand all over, from Dominique Simone to Jenny, to the list goes on of everybody in the industry. This is the man who did that, the vision, his eyes, his vision, because he would position your body the way he wants it in the photo. And it was epic work.
Yes, epic very work. Much.
From the U.S. to Europe, this is the man. And John, also I had Menage a Trois on.
Yeah.
How you doing, John?
Say hello from me. Yeah, hi.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Yes, he's on. He's on.
I photographed her, too. I remember it was awesome.
Yes.
Video and everything. by the way, Spontaneous, I'm very proud of that little mini gangbang we shot in the Fantastic Mansion years ago.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed every minute of it. Yes.
Elegant, very elegant setting. And, yes, that was one of the highlights of my career to do
and
that with you.
The, I remember that. And it was so lovely. I enjoyed every minute. With the two guys, the work I did with the guys. And the movie, actually, those clips and everything are still selling out there. I don't know what happened to the actors, but that was a very popular
for your fans,
scene.
For your fans, all the clips of you are on Clips for Sale, store 3135, for everybody interested.
Yes.
All my work. I got over
1,700
clips on there.
Yeah.
All my work all these years.
Yeah.
How's your party going?
It's going great. We've been partying since 9 o'clock. Really?
Well, I bet you'll be in the wee hours of the morning.
Well, we're going to wrap up at 11 o'clock.
Big hug to you, darling. And whenever you're cruising back to California, please ring me. And we'll have dinner together and talk about the good old days. This is like an adult reunion almost. It's wonderful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hey.
I wanted to mention John as well, because you didn't know probably. Heather Hunter had reached me yesterday. She had a baby boy. Baby girl yesterday. She became a first-time mom.
Oh, please give her a congratulations from me. That's wonderful. That is fantastic.
I definitely will let her know that, definitely, yes, because she'll be happy to hear that, yes. So these are all normal conversations when we're talking about, we did a great orgy, da-da-da-da-da. That's a normal conversation.
That's the way things are, got to be open-minded.
Yeah.
Got to be open-minded. And most people know that I've been addicted to chocolate for many decades.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Jeannie Pepper, he did a lot of work before Jeannie Pepper. Jeannie Pepper, those gorgeous box covers and magazines you've seen her in and cameos, the videos. This is the man who created all that.
I shot all over the world.
Yep.
Yes, I did.
Yep. Shout out to Jeannie Pepper. I miss my girl. She's somewhere resting at home. Tell her I love her. We miss our coffee time.
Right.
When I brought her over to... matter of fact, Dr. Dre is on the air. Air with
all
Dr. Dre and I, Jeannie Pepper.
Hey, John.
I'm gonna have to get him to do a box cover for me and a photo shoot.
All right.
Absolutely. He's got a great eye.
Problem.
Yes, he do. He definitely do. His work is epic. Yeah.
I still do, every now and then I still shoot content exchanges with ladies who need the content, video, photo, whatever it is. So I'm still active.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
All right. Well, definitely, John, I love you so much. I've known you since decades, since the beginning of my career. Realistically. Well, I'm looking at that now, since the beginning of my career. That's spontaneous ecstasy. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
1995.
We did a nice shoot with Jay, too. Remember Jay?
Yes.
We did a nice shoot with him, too. Very sexy shoot.
Yeah.
Yes, darling. Yes. So you enjoy your party and enjoy your birthday. And
all right, sweetie. Thank you.
Stranger, stay in touch with me, please.
I definitely will. I'll reach you during the week, definitely, just to check up on you, see how you're doing.
Big hug to you, sweetheart.
All right. Love you. Thank you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Kisses.
All right. Okay. All right. Hugs. All right.
Yay.
I'm dragging. Look at y'all there. Wow. Well, see, FX,
that
DJ
is so
FX
funny.
Have experienced the first time he met me at one of my tours. And you know, this is a different experience where he's like, wow, this is, wow. That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's
like
the
after,
conversation,
after,
though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, the conversation is always really open with the stars. I mean, the adult stars. We just, say whatever that really happened or whatever's going on. We don't have, no shame. I mean, it is what it is.
We're not in the closet like other people are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the closet. We're not.
Yeah. We just like, whatever.
I'll be like, Tigran people, come on. So do we have Ralph Terry on? Is Ralph, the second person was on?
Yeah,
is Ralph Terry
there?
In?
Hello?
Is this Ralph?
Hello?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my
goodness.
Ralph.
Hey.
Hello, everybody.
It's Ralph.
I could not let the day go without calling in to my homegirl Spawn's birthday party. You know, too bad I couldn't be there in person. You know, we could have some cake, some ice cream, you know, a cookie puss or something. I don't know.
I'll have some male dancers coming out, some women coming out the cake or something. You already know that.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Coming out the cookie puss.
All right.
Once again, I pushed DJ FX. He's experienced one of the situations before. So, you know, that's the first time he met when he was on my tour. He came to the tour.
You know what? Then that was a great experience. I know it had to be a great experience. I know he was probably like, what the hell is going on here? But I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Yeah, trust me. After that, nothing shocked me anymore. Yeah.
So those of you who, I'm just saying this in the live radio world, as far as Ralph Terry, he's known me since, what, 90s as well, 94, 95 somewhere?
Let me tell you something.
Longer than
I'll
that?
I'll tell everybody how I met this young lady. Because my boys is a very big-time rap group known by nature. They were performing, and they had this young woman, black woman, on stage performing as a warm-up, and all I remember was the energy she was getting, but she had on these thigh-high red boots. And I was like, yo, who the hell is that? So she gets off stage, and I'm asking everybody, yo, who was that? They say, oh, she's backstage. I go backstage, and now she's gone. And I was like, damn, I don't know her name. All I know is these damn boots, right? And then a couple years later, I'm at this video convention in Atlantic City, and who do I see but the same woman with the hat, those thigh-high boots. Now she's going so spontaneous. I'm like, that's the same woman? I was like, oh, I got to go say hi. And we've been friends ever since then.
Long time. And with Ralph
Terry, what he does, he's a manager and photographer as well. So actually he's managed some of the various newcomers of X-Rated in the sects of the industry today. So Ralph, he has that eye as well. He's done things over in to the West Coast, to the East Coast. So he definitely, you know, have an eye out for new talent. And he actually managed to make sure, you know, they're doing the right things they're supposed to do in this industry. Because a lot of things have changed, and not even in a good way compared to when we were, me and Minaj and, you know, Heather and Dominique Simone, and the list goes on, when we were doing movies back then. It's a sad situation of what's happening right now. And I'm not, and this will be another topic for another show, because I'm really concerned about some of the young talent right now. You know, we heard four females passed away in the industry in less than a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Less than a month. And less than 2 weeks. We were at the AVN this year, and the news came that Jesse Jane had passed away. But then since then, Kadney Lynn has passed away. And then recently, just last week, Sophia Leone passed away, you know. And you're right. There is a huge problem.
What are they doing?
Well, just
I mean, are they all different circumstances, or is it something going on?
It's still a combination of drugs, but the biggest issue facing the adult industry today, in my personal opinion, is mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Now, and I have talked about this before. As a matter of fact, the last girl that I was managing had this same problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you're a young woman growing up, and you are, there's two scenarios. Either A, you're the wallflower girl. You know, you're the girl that nobody really paid attention to, quote unquote, the ugly duckling. And then 17, 18 years old, you come into your body, you come into your looks, right? But no one is really paying attention to you. And then you think that you're going to go into a business, the adult industry, that is basically all vanity. Everything in the adult industry is vanity, right? But when
it's
the
farthest thing from the truth.
Right. But when it doesn't go the way you think it's supposed to go for you, it starts wearing on your mind, starts wearing on your soul, your body. Or B, you were the girl in high school that was the head cheerleader, the prom queen, yada, yada, yada. And everybody in your little city basically was jockeying your bra strap every day, right?
And you
know, like, I'm so gorgeous, I'm so beautiful, I'm the it. But now you come into a business that, once again, is about vanity, but everybody in the business is the same as you, if not better. And now you're not used to rejection. Right.
Yeah.
So then you start doing stuff to become known. Like first it's simply like, let me drink a little bit, then let me smoke, then let me take a little puff of weed, and somehow that turns into harder drugs, and then you get hooked up with some dude that tells you he loves you, but realistically speaking, he's just using you as either a money bag or as the jump off to get him someplace where he thinks he's supposed to be because of you. When you put all the work, and then he wind up leaving you, or he's abusive, and then you're sitting there in your room one day, and then the voices come calling to you. And then you say,
terrible.
I can't deal with this.
Right.
I can't take it. And these are the situations that happen, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know what we're
going to do? We're going to definitely, Ralph, we're going to have a topic on this show, because I definitely want you back on my show.
It's very important.
Because it's, and we have Minaj as well, you know, and Dre,
oh,
you
my
to
God,
join
Minaj
in on this too.
Far?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Ralph.
Hey. You know, I wish you would have came out. You know what, Minaj, I'm telling you, I wish you would have came out to AVN this year, right?
Yeah.
At our booth, we had all legends at our booth this year. And I took this shot.
Wow.
And at this booth, we had Ginger Lynn, Chrissy Canyon, T.T. Boy, Mickey Lynn, Dominique Simone, Joshua. You know, and then other people were walking around. Like I ran into Cindy Crawford, and then Tara Patrick was there. and Skin Diamond. Mm-hmm. So we just had all these legends at our booth, and it was like the greatest thing. And so many fans came to the booth and were just like in awe because they were hearing about the golden time. I mean, Sika was there. They would just heard stories about the time in the business when it was really fun.
Yeah.
You know.
So we're definitely going to have a topic on this, and Ralph, I definitely want you to be on this show, and even if Dre want to be on this show, you know.
I definitely
want to
be on the show.
Okay.
We've seen
that photo album or whatever. So, yeah, you'll be on the show, too, and my girl Minaj. Also, too, because I don't know if Ralph know, I wanted to announce that my girl Heather Hunter, she just had a baby girl yesterday.
Yeah,
so she's a first-time mom. She would be joining us right now, but, you know, she's resting. So, but definitely another time with her as well. But definitely want to do a topic on this. We definitely want to do this a little later this year. You know, I would love to have y'all back on.
I would be more than honored to come on the show to talk about this because this is something that I really feel, even to the idea of having a mandatory age to break into to get into business at 21. There's been more and more of a push to have that as a mandatory age 21 because 18 years old.
Right.
Some people like Heather, for example. Heather came in at 18 and realistically, at least if she had problems, they weren't very well known. She kind of kept them to herself if she did. But Heather Hunter is like an and there's some other women that have come in that are the exception. And I say women because these issues
really
affect
21.
Women more than men. I would be more than happy to come on and talk about that.
Yeah, and I was way older, and y'all thought I was younger.
She had those high boots. She was fooling everybody.
The lady in the red boots. We want you. That's funny.
You know what? That's the only thing that I'm sad about is that back then, right, during those times, we didn't have cell phone cameras all the time because I don't have.
I know.
Like, to have a picture of you on the stage, right, in front of like 20,000 people would be like, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. You remember at the award show, I was like, the music was fucking up, and guess what? I had to do it a cappella. You had Nina Hartley, she jamming and dancing. My other dancers, they're doing their routine.
Yeah.
And I did the joy a cappella. I
remember, shout out to Kiss Major. She got there. She not only did she sing a cappella, but Midori sang a cappella. I mean, we had to do it. It had to get
done. Yeah. It was a technical issue, and I'm like, show must go on. So, Pascal, another story in itself.
Oh, man, me and Dominic, we was talking about him. You
I
know,
still have
you know,
my
still
award.
People, there's still people looking for him to this day. There's still people looking for him to this day.
I done one last show for him in Maryland, and that was a wrap after that. I was like, I heard what happened a week later after that. I was like, there's no way. No way. I don't care how much money you give me. I can't do it. I can't do anything that you are part of anymore because you got too many enemies right at hand right now, bro. So heaven knows where yet. You know.
Wow. So, I'm not catching that bullet. I'm not catching that straight bullet by standing next to you. No, thank you.
Definitely not. And I don't want any of my fans to be in caught up in any situation at all. But my show is about to wrap up in 2 minutes, a minute or two.
Okay.
Definitely. I don't want y'all to think the airways just cut off on you.
Okay. Well, I just want to say I love you so much and happy birthday. And
thank you, babe.
Give me a call, girl. I'm home.
You know I'm going to call you. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay. Love you guys. Nice hearing from you, Dre and Ed Lover and Ralph. Love you.
Love you too. Well, I'm going to go.
Love you as well.
I just wanted to call in. You know, I had to wish my homegirl Spontaneous Ecstasy a very big happy birthday. I'm so happy, so glad, you know, that the party keep going, that she's just still doing her thing. She, you know, pretty soon she's going to be calling herself Dr. Spawn.
Yes,
I'm waiting to see the plaque that says Dr. Spawn on it.
Yes.
That's what,
and then that's I'll be ready for my tour. I'll be ready to do tour after the doctorate degree. Yeah, I'll be ready then. Because that's going to be in a different level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What they say, like, porn stars can't be doctor. Excuse me?
Yeah, she's gonna be the first. I mean, there are other women in the industry that have had degrees, but she's gonna be the first one that will officially be a doctor.
Yeah.
First one.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's
a blessing and a half.
That's right. Well, I love y'all. Thank you so much. Thank you, Special Ed, as well, doing the birthday shout-out. Cool Keith and everyone, Scoop from Dyes Effect, everybody, pocket heaven right now. So definitely thank you. I love y'all. Thank you so much. Dre, I'm going to call you next week, too. I'm calling everybody next week. Just give me until after tomorrow.
Please do.
You know I will.
And thanks, guys, as we do every year. Thank you, sir. Thank you again. Love y'all.
All right. Appreciate
love.
Y'all.
Love y'all. I love all
love,
y'all.
Love.
Love you all. Yes. Love you, FX,
yep.
And LeVar.
Right back at you.
And the PLU
right
team who's listening and
yes.
all my fans and supporters out there. Love you all. Big hugs. All right.
Thank you for listening.